morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Yesterday's day of protest against the pension reform resulted in 200 arrests across France, including 103 in Paris. Several clashes broke out between demonstrators and police in Paris, Rennes, Nantes and Toulouse. In Bordeaux, the entranceway to the Hôtel de Ville was set on fire. At least 300 gendarmes and police officers were injured. The Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, condemned anyone who went to the demonstrations yesterday wanting to kill police officers and attack France's institutions, pointing at the far left. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne referred to unacceptable violence and vandalism. Yesterday's protest saw a hike in participation rates. The Ministry of the Interior says 1 million people took part, whereas the unions pit this number as closer to 3.5 million. In the meantime, unions are calling for further strike action next Thursday. Train running times at the SNCF have improved today, with 3/4 of TGV trains running and 3 out of 5 TER services. Oil refineries continue to be blockaded, affecting supplies to service stations across the country. Yesterday, a little more than 15% of France's gas stations were missing at least one type of fuel. Nonetheless, the French Union of Petroleum Industries is seeking to reassure that the country is not short of fuel. And finally, tonight sees the start of a new chapter for the French football team. Les Bleus have a new captain, Kylian Mbappé, as they prepare to face the Netherlands tonight in a qualifying match for Euro 2024. France versus the Netherlands kicks off at 8:45 at the Stade de France. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.